All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast. Time to wake up with 60 Seconds of History, brought to you by at History Here Now, thehistoryofeveryday.com, and Scott Cooper.
I will lower my...
Turn on.
All right, then, good morning and welcome to April 9th with the History of Every Day guy, Scott Cooper. So what happened on this day in history? On this day in 715 AD, Constantine ends his reign as Catholic Pope. Robert LaSalle claims Lower Mississippi River and all lands that touch it for France on this day in 1682. In 1731, British Captain Robert Jenkins loses an ear to a band of Spanish brigands, starting a war between Britain and Spain, and it's called the War of Jenkins' Ear. Captain James Cook discovers Botany Bay on the Australian continent on this day in 1770. In 1865, General Robert E. Lee surrenders his rebel forces to Union General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. The German army launches its third offensive during the Battle of Verdun in 1916. In 1940, Germany invades Norway and Denmark. In the Battle of Bataan, American and Filipino forces are overwhelmed by the Japanese army on this day in 1942. In 1945, the Red Army is repulsed at the CeeLo Heights on the outskirts of Berlin. How about this one? Comedian Bob Hope makes his first television appearance on this day in 1950. In 1963, Winston Churchill becomes the first honorary U.S. citizen. 3 years later, in 1966, a statue of Winston Churchill is dedicated at the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. Murdered civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. is buried on this day in 1968. And finally, on this day in 1970... Paul McCartney announces the official breakup of the Beatles. Well, remember that today is Winston Churchill Day, Name Yourself Day, and Cherish an Antique Day. Well, I tried to think of something witty, so I just decided to name myself the History of Every Day guy. Whatever you name yourself today, have a great History of Every Day.
I will lower my...
Turn on.
The president's
gonna be...
Okay.